Juan Martín Del Potro and Kim Clijsters stunned the tennis world. Del Potro by becoming a star, Clijsters by returning as one. They won the U.S. Open men's and women's singles titles, capping a remarkable and sometimes bizarre 15 days of tennis at the National Tennis Center in New York. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
So which is more remarkable, a 20-year-old Argentine upsetting Roger Federer or the mother of a young child coming back from retirement to beat both Williams sisters? Where would you want to start?
Both pretty amazing stories, but I think you have to start with Kim Clijsters. She is the first mother to win a major tennis title since Yvonne Goolagong won Wimbledon in 1980. She retired 2.5 years ago to try to start a family. Her 18-month-old daughter was there when she won the title on Sunday night. A remarkable performance, only her third tournament back. As you said, she beat Venus Williams in the fourth round, then Serena, the defending champion, in the semifinals in a match that was unfortunately sullied by the ending when Serena Williams was called for a questionable foot fault, 2 points from losing. And then after going crazy on the lineswoman who made the call, she lost the match because she was given a point penalty for her behavior. Thus, that was the ending. And instead of Clijsters getting credit for the win, everyone was talking about what happened with Serena Williams.
Well, with Serena, will there be further penalties?
She might be fined more than the $10,000 maximum you're allowed to be fined for an incident during the tournament. I doubt there will be a suspension, which has been discussed, especially after on Monday, on her third try, she finally got her apology right after issuing non-apology apologies on Saturday night and then again on Sunday.
Okay, let's get back to Juan Martín Del Potro. He upset Roger Federer. How did he manage to do that?
This is a rising young player. This is a kid, as you said, he's only 20 years old, who has been moving up and up and up in the rankings throughout this year. He was number 6 coming into the tournament. He dominated Rafael Nadal, who, granted, was not 100% in the semifinals, and then somehow hung in there. 2 points from losing in the fourth set against Federer, found another gear, dominated the fifth set. He's a big guy, 6'6". His serve is still improving. He has a huge forehand, and I think he has the potential to win many more major titles.
And Federer seemed rattled at times, even lashed out at the chair umpire, which is pretty unusual for him.
It is. He's usually the picture of cool and calm. This was his 21st major final. And in the third set, he got into an argument over how long Del Potro was taking to make challenges on calls and actually used a profanity. But interestingly, Renee, he played better after that. So as with Tiger Woods in golf, getting angry seemed to help Federer, not hurt him.
By the way, John, were there any American men entered into this tournament?
Certainly not if you tuned in the second week, Renee. They were all gone by the quarterfinals, and only John Isner even made it as far as the round of 16. It's the first time since the Open era began in 1968 that no American man made it at least into the final eight at the U.S. Open. Not a great performance for the American men.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Change Up, Mystery at the World Series.